Audio Renaissance presents The Ice Dragon by George R.R. Martin. Read for you by Maggie Meg Reed. Chapter 1. Winter's Child. Adara liked the winter best of all, for when the world grew cold, the ice dragon came. She was never quite sure whether it was the cold that brought the ice dragon, or the ice dragon that brought the cold. That was the sort of question that often troubled her brother Jeff, who was 2 years older than her and insatiably curious. But Adara did not care about such things. So long as the cold and the snow and the ice dragon all arrived on schedule, she was happy. She always knew when they were due because of her birthday. Adara was a winter child, born during the worst freeze that anyone could remember, even old Laura, who lived on the next farm and remembered things that had happened before anyone else was born. People still talked about that freeze. Adara often heard them. They talked about other things as well. They said it was the chill of that terrible freeze that had killed her mother, stealing in during her long night of labor past the great fire that Adara's father had built, and creeping under the layers of blankets that covered the birthing bed. And they said that the cold had entered Adara in the womb, that her skin had been pale blue and icy to the touch when she came forth, and that she had never warmed in all the years since. The winter had touched her, left its mark upon her, and made her its own. It was true that Adara...